Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 128, and it's a Monday, February 25th, 2019. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to our show where we talk about gay stories, geek topics, and bizarre news. Ray, I'm back. This is the return of Nard.
Return of Nard.
I went to Asia for 2 weeks, and I was there for a couple of things. We visited Singapore with my family.
Yeah,
that was good.
So you went and became a crazy rich Asian, is what you're saying?
Well, we went to where the crazy rich Asians were filmed. if you're listening, if you watch the Crazy Rich Asians, there's these the Marina Bay Sands, the Merlion, the church. We went to the church where they got with the water thing. They were renovating it when we arrived there. So when we were there,
probably from all that water.
Yeah, probably. I think they did that with all the water, so they could renovate it afterwards after the movie. Yeah, it's under renovation right now. And it was good. I mean, you could tell it was the real one because I went online and looked at the footage. And sure enough, the arches are the same. So, and then I was led to that by Marvin. So he told us that, he told me that it's the Chimes Church. So when I was there, checked it out. Oh, it is. It really is. But then, of course, it doesn't look so glamorous. It's a small church.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we went to Universal Studios. That was fun, too. We went to the Transformers one and then...
What, in Singapore?
Yeah, they have a Universal Studios there too.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah.
Marvin never said that.
Oh, yeah, probably didn't, because it's for young people, I guess.
Yeah, and Marvin is not young anymore.
I know. And, okay, so we went back, and I'm, because of the trip, my ears were all just clogged up. Oh, God, until now. Right now, I'm getting better now so far. But, you know, I went there to my college reunion, and it was great to see people, but... It was funny because, you know, people got chubby.
Everybody got old and fat.
Old and fat, yeah. And then what else happened? We watched, there's a concerts and everything, had a small tour around the school. So many things I do not recognize anymore. Well, I haven't seen it for many years, more than 20 years. So yeah. It was good to see, though. Yeah. And then went to see my family, and it's pretty much a reunion, friends and family. Yeah. It was really good. I enjoyed a lot. And then
did you get to see all the Tias and Titos?
Yes, that's right. Well, most of the Tios and Titas are not there anymore. They're in the US, but all the cousins, mostly cousins there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we even went to our ancestral home, our grandfather's house. It was transformed to a school, so it was. And then we had to ask the administrator if we can visit inside, because we told them we grew up in this house for many years and it was rented out to be a school. So, we went there and then saw.
How big was the house?
It was as big as your house right now.
Oh, and it's a school?
And they transformed it to a school.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a big, school? Big background. Up to second grade, I guess. It's really a small school.
Okay.
And then the big backyard. I could see the water tank there. The old table that we used to use. I saw the sliding doors and the stairs. I kind of cried when I saw the stairs because I used to clean those stairs. My aunt would tell me to clean those stairs. Sweep them. So I would, dust them. I would clean the stairs. And I felt right, so big.
Sure. Well, you can come over and clean these stairs anytime you want.
Not those. That's not my ancestral home.
we can act like it is.
Yeah, that's right.
You can be role-playing.
Yeah. And then we went back home. I was there with my brother and went back home. And, oh, my God, I'm just really, sinuses are just clogged up and the coughing up and everything. So I went straight to urgent care because I needed some medication. So now I'm...
So. Do you feel more Asianese since you went home?
Yeah, pretty much. This is the most English I've spoken today. Pretty much. This show is going to make me speak in English for so long because over there I was all talking in Filipino. Okay. How about you? You've been busy too with during the weekend.
Well, wedding planning has been eating up most of my time, it seems like.
Yep.
And work. But this past weekend, there was a little game night at Julio, or Johnny's place, which, you know, Julio lives in the mother-in-law suite. Mm-hmm. And we played canasta, and somehow both times I ended up on Julio's team. And both times we lost. So I don't understand what's going on there.
It's the teammate. He cheats a lot. Maybe.
Yeah. And I had to keep pulling his butt out. I had to meld all the time because he could never meld. I was like, what is going on? Something's not right.
Uh-huh.
So.
Interesting.
Anyway. So, but it was good.
Yeah, it's good.
Enjoyed the 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Me too, actually. It was good.
Yeah. So.
Anyways.
All right, you ready to move on to the gay?
Let's go to the gay. This is yours, Ray, because it's about Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, have you been following this while you've been gone? Has it been news in Singapore and in the Philippines?
Yes,
it has.
Been hearing.
What
about
do you
it.
Hear? Yeah, what have they been saying overseas?
That I've been reading that it's all staged or something, and yeah. So
okay.
Let's talk about
it more. I'm going to read this article and then we can talk about it a little bit because this is an updated article from today. Jussie Smollett turned himself into central booking Thursday morning, where he was arrested, the Associated Press reports. The Cooks County State Attorney's Office has approved felony charges of disorderly conduct and filing a false police report, per CNN. A bail hearing is scheduled for Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. So that all happened Thursday. So update. According to multiple reports, actor-singer Jussie Smollett was charged by local prosecutors for filing a false report in relation to his alleged assault late last month. The actor is expected to be in bond court on Thursday, February the 21st. According to the advocate, the actor faces 1 to 3 years if found guilty, as the charge is a Class 4 felony. In a statement on Twitter, Chicago Police Department Chief Communication Officer stated that the actor had been named a suspect in a criminal investigation. Jussie Smollett is now officially classified as a suspect in the criminal investigation by Chicago Police for filing a false police report, Class 4 felony. They tweeted, Detectives are currently presenting evidence before a Cook County grand jury. The latest news comes only one day after brother Ola and Abel Unsidario, two brothers allegedly involved with Smollett's attack, met with prosecutors. The two men were also reported locating in a ride-sharing car near the scene of the incident. According to ABC's 13, Smollett's attorneys are currently speaking with prosecutors. They did not confirm the report that police have subpoenaed Smollett's phone and bank records. Smollett's alleged attack happened in the early hours of Sunday, January 29th. Smollett claimed he was attacked by two men who yelled that this was MAGA country, subsequently beaten, and had a chemical substance poured on him. One of the brothers involved in the alleged attack knew Smollett from working as an extra on Empire, according to a Sunday CNN report. The report also claims that Chicago police have begun to investigate whether Smollett was involved in orchestrating the attack. Smollett has faced a myriad of rumors that he was somehow involved with the attack and has denied each hoax claim that comes forward. 20th Century Fox has likewise stood by Smollett in a statement when rumors emerged that he was being written off Empire. Mm-hmm. However, since this time now, he has been suspended from the show. He was arrested. I think that the last thing I read today was his bank reports show where he's transferred money to those two guys.
Yeah.
The two brothers. But he says, and there's text messages going back and forth from his phone where the two guys run a training business, and it was for money for them to train him,
mm-hmm.
and for food, which explained how they got the money from him.
Yeah,
but there's all text on about it being on the up and up, and he still claims that he did not stage any of this.
Wow!
So it's been quite interesting. The sad thing is, I think regardless of whether he staged it or not, I think his reputation has already been judged by the people, and he will not recover from this.
No, I don't think so. His intent to be famous became infamous instead of that. So he's going to be out. I don't think he's going to be hired anywhere, dishonest and everything. He just destroyed his career.
I think his career is pretty much done for.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but that's just the feeling that I have.
Yeah, that's what usually would happen.
And the sad thing, and I understand a lot of people are mad at him, and I'm kind of mad at him too, because one, he's a black man using fear as a way to advance his career.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he's a gay man that was using a hate crime to advance his career and get attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, one of the reasons I didn't post anything about this early on, because I was kind of seeing what was going on, because it all didn't sound right at first. So I was just waiting to see the backlash and what was going on and what happened. And this is kind of what's finally come out. So it will be interesting to see how the trial goes when that happens. So.
Yeah.
But I think it's sad that if somebody actually staged this to advance their career, that that's pretty pathetic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's really sad as people have to do all those measures just to be famous. But it backlashed on him.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go to Geek Ray. The geek is kind of interesting because I know this kind of pattern when this happens. Okay, here we go. So, Apple and Goldman Sachs will reportedly launch an iPhone-connected credit card. Apple will reportedly have a different kind of product launch later this year, a credit card jointly operated by Goldman Sachs. According to a report in the Wall Street Journal, the card will be integrated with the iPhone and offer features to track spending and points. The card would represent a move into new, highly competitive terrain for both companies. Rather than competing with other credit cards offering lots of points, the Apple and Goldman Sachs card may try to attract users with features that emphasize budget management. Executives have discussed borrowing visual cues from Apple's fitness tracking app, where rings close as users hit daily exercise targets, and sending users notifications about their spending habits, the journal reports. Apple's move to get a share of the credit card market would be amid a slide in iPhone sales, particularly in China. Last month, the technology company said its iPhone revenue declined 15% from the previous year. But its service business has been growing. In its most recent earnings report, Apple trumpeted that services revenue hit $10.9 billion, an all-time high. That includes revenue from the App Store, Apple Music, and Apple Pay. Although, as the journal notes, Apple Pay has been slow to catch on among users and merchants. That's where the credit card business comes in. Apple may be able to take a large cut from purchases made on the credit card than it does through Apple Pay, while continuing to expand its role in the lives of iPhone users. So yeah, this is an interesting article. So Ray, remember that time with AT&T? So this deal would be so good for Goldman Sachs, of course. They're going to partner with them. It's going to be good for Apple. And this is pretty much the same. It's when Apple partnered with AT&T. Remember that, Ray?
Yeah. You only used to be able to get Apple iPhones on AT&T network.
You can only get Apple iPhone through AT&T. And there was a boost, of course, in AT&T subscriptions since the first iPhone was exclusive to AT&T. And this is pretty much what's going to happen to Goldman Sachs. I mean, there's going to be a big boost in sign-ups. And, of course, with Apple. And Goldman Sachs does have a good name. So, and when that happens, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a new competitor in the credit card business, I guess. But like I said, it's only applicable to Apple right now.
But I wonder if you'll actually get a physical card if it's just an app that stays on your phone, and you use it like that way.
Yeah, maybe they would have. They might offer a credit card, but at the same time, you can use your normal card. So it's interesting. If they do it this way too, they can now tie it up with a lot of the other apps like fitness apps, food purchases, and it will track down how much your expenses are, things like that. So there might be a silver lining on this one in the end, and when it comes to this year. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if I'll sign up. I don't know if I'll be approved. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the next one, Ray?
The second geek we have this week is CRISPR gene editing experiment may have impacted twins' brains. Researchers have published research into a gene at the heart of a controversial human gene editing experiment, lending more weight to the theory that inhibits cognitive function, but no one knows how the method may have affected the minds of the Chinese twins at the center of the issue. Excuse me. One scientist involved in the study, University of California, Los Angeles, neurologist.
Neurobiologist.
Alcinio J. Silva said, the mutations will probably have an impact on cognitive function, but it is impossible as yet to predict the precise effects. The CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technique has previously been linked with unintended DNA damage. Last year, a group of scientists claimed they used a CRISPR to disable a gene called CCR5, an attempt to make the girls immune to HIV. The virus uses that gene as its gateway into the body. In a report published in the journal Cell this week, researchers suggested people who don't have the CCR5 gene may recover faster after a stroke or a traumatic brain injury. People who are also naturally missing the gene typically stay in school much longer, too. MIT Technology Review notes, meanwhile, a trial at the University of California, Los Angeles is looking at whether the anti-HIV drug Maraviroc, which blocks the CCR5 chemically, can improve cognition among people with HIV. In 2016, Silva was part of a team that looked at how the same alteration to the twins' DNA impacted mice, and found it seemed to make them smarter. It's not clear whether Jiankui, who led the experiment on twins and was later detained by Chinese authorities, knew about said research and was also attempting to enhance the girls' intelligence. In any case, it will likely be a long time before we can truly comprehend the accidental consequences of gene editing can lead to for better or for worse. So, we, you know, there are tons of sci-fi theories and shows based on this about gene editing. There's been some really good gay erotica based on this.
What? Really?
Yep. So it's finally coming into fruition that people are actually being, their genes are actually being edited. Mm-hmm. And the question, I guess the question this kind of raises is that all thing is, if you can gene edit your baby, would you make them not gay?
Ah, okay. I don't even know if you can control that. Is there a way? Is there, have they, oh, you're saying, okay, well, hypothetically, if you find the gene or a part, the way to adjust it.
Yeah. What was the movie? Wasn't it an Early Frost?
No, I don't watch that.
The movie Early Frost. I think that was it. The whole controversy in that was, or maybe I'm Twilight of the Gulls. I think that's what it was. Twilight of the Gulls. I'm getting confused. Because I think Brandon Fraser played the gay son. His sister was pregnant, and they did a DNA test, and it came back that the baby could possibly, it was a 50-50 chance it could be gay or something like that, based on the genome profile.
Wow, okay.
So the dad, the sister, and the husband were talking, were in an argument over whether they should abort the child because it could be gay, and not wanting to have a child to have to deal with that kind of lifestyle, or whether to keep it. So, but I think it was Twilight of the Gulls, which kind of brought me back to this, which is, you know, we're, I understand that gene editing can be helpful, that it can cure many things. But in this case, if it makes these girls smarter, what's going to stop people from start tweaking their kids' genes so they're smarter, faster? Mm-hmm. I mean, are you going to have people out there that can afford to have gene editing done to their child? And then you're going to have the non-enhanced, which are regular people who don't have all that?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Because remember from Deep Space Nine, we have a professor or Dr. Bashir.
Yeah.
He was gene edited, right?
Yeah, he was genetically engineered to be a doctor.
He's genetically to be a doctor. So they also gave him agility and things like that. They kind of enhanced his athletic ability somehow.
Yeah.
They were able to do that. So that's what I remember from Dr. Bashir back then. So. Yeah. So, okay, let's if you think about it, though, that if you're going to be editing, It is the start. Whatever the Chinese authorities did, or the guy who the one who unethically modified the engineering, that is the start. That's the start. You just need somebody to be courageous to start something. Although, sure,
but it's not saying this already hadn't happened.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I mean, this is just a documented case of where somebody got caught doing it.
But how about the ones who are undocumented in different countries?
I mean, how about the people out there that are doing off the grid kind of research and gene editing and stuff for private companies and everything like that?
Yeah, and going to,
because you know the little country you're in, Singapore, they're a big biomed type place now. Since all the Chinese have quit coming over there and gambling, since the Chinese government changed the law so they couldn't launder money through Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, other countries also that they could set up a lab that just do experiments and everything. And I'm sure cloning has been done a lot, and gene editing like this. It's just that this guy went public on this one.
Yeah, he thought that he actually did it, and that's why he got busted. But I mean, have certain countries that have not got, have they gone in and tried to do gene editing on children to make them super soldiers? Or can they go in and started gene editing on people after they're adults to enhance their abilities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is the start. It's a part of transhumanism, actually. It's going to be something that people are editing, improving themselves, so... It's going to be interesting for the next decade.
And the interesting thing become for this, will they eventually figure out how to keep DNA from breaking down, and then you can become immortal?
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole thing about you that causes aging is because your DNA starts breaking down over time, and the longer you live, the more it breaks down. So that's what causes all the issues of aging and stuff. But if they can stop that.
Yeah, I read somewhere that somebody was able to do that. It because it's the copying thing; it keeps copying itself. But then, what if?
Well, your DNA keeps replicating itself. But as it replicates, it starts getting deteriorating. Defects in it. Yeah, deteriorates. So.
Yeah. So I think there was a way. I read somewhere that somebody found a fountain of youth, in quotes, wherein they were able to do that very thing. They were able to edit it in such a way that when it copies, it does not deteriorate. That means you keep, you'll be immortal, maybe. Anyway, so let's see what happens. We'll see in the next 10 years what kind of scientist will come out publicly and become arrested again for doing unethical things. But,
And I still believe there are already clone people out there. So,
but you know, things will be illegal. These are illegal right now, but eventually, probably 10, 20 years from now, they would make it lax a little bit because of research and everything.
Yeah.
And eventually...
Well, probably not in the United States, because we're still too much of a Christian country and they don't believe in all that. So.
Yeah, that's right. So that means they're going to be in different countries. We'll see.
So all the conservatives will be traveling to foreign countries to get all their gene editing done.
That's right.
Like Singapore.
Yeah, that's right. Very advanced country. All right, so let's go to the bizarre. I have a story kind of related to this, but okay, here we go. So police find alligator guarding house during drug raid. It's interesting, they have a pet alligator. So Chester County police are used to seeing it bulls or snakes in a house during a drug raid, but an alligator was a first for them. The South Coatesville Police Department at the Chester County HIDTA team were executing a warrant at 111 Gibbons Avenue, South Coates in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, there's an alligator? Okay. On February 8th, and were not disappointing with their find. On top of recovering heroin, crack cocaine, fentanyl, and $5,000, they also found a... 3-foot alligator hanging out in the kitchen of the house, according to a press release issued by the Chester County District Attorney's Office. Authorities who found the American alligator nicknamed it El Chapo after the Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, local station WGAL reported. The three suspects were charged and sent to Chester County Prison, while the alligator was sent to the Brandywine Zoo. Drug dealers will do just about anything to project an image of danger in order to protect their drugs and cash, said Chester County District Attorney Tom Hogan in a statement. the zoo plans to keep the alligator as an educational animal throughout the summer and then send it to St. Augustine Alligator Farm and Zoological Park in Florida. So it's just interesting that they're using animals like an alligator to protect themselves. Yeah. It's nice that they call it Don Chompo. Anyway, something related to
this. I mean, Disney films have been doing it for decades, but, you know, when it actually takes place in a lot of real life, you're like, huh?
And it's weird. It's in Pennsylvania. How could an alligator go to Pennsylvania? I don't know.
They probably had some person that was running the drugs up from Florida. They probably brought an alligator with him and gave them to him as a joke or something.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I have an alligator. Yeah, I would be scared too if I see an alligator. Anyway, so El Chapo. I've been watching. I finished Narcos. Did you finish Narcos, Ray?
I never watched Narcos.
It's really good. It's really good. It's based on a true story, and it was really good. I watched it and I finished the three seasons of it while I was on the plane.
The plane.
And it's interesting. They have Pablo Escobar. So this really reminded me of him. So that's why I just had to mention it. All right, I guess that's the show, Ray. I would like to do a shout out to Mark from Marikina. He was a cool guy, and he was there in Marikina, and just a big shout out. And I guess that's it. So if you want to contact us, well, if you want to see our stories on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. You will see all our stories there that we've been talking about. And if you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.